Inside a longtime Hispanic grocery store in Carbondale, pre-Thanksgiving business is good, but it's the other white meat that's in demand. The clientele at Valley Meats in Carbondale is mostly Latino. Spanish is mainly what you'll hear once inside. Juan Hernandez works there as a butcher. This Thanksgiving, he says he and his family will cook a traditional American turkey, bird in the oven, etc.
Hay que acostumbrarnos a las tradiciones de aquí.
He and his family want to practice American traditions, he says. Although cooking a turkey isn't too foreign, it's what they used to eat in Mexico for Christmas. This butcher, however, will need to go grocery shopping at a, quote, American store.
No, en tienda americana, aquí no vendemos pavo.
Valley Meats doesn't even sell turkey. The majority of people coming to the store are buying pork. Raul Gutierrez owns Valley Meats. He's been in business for about 16 years, mainly serving Carbondale's Latino population. I ask him if business is good right now.
Yeah, it's good right now. It's fine. There's a little more work during this week. We're selling a lot of pork tenderloin, a lot of pork leg, which is what a lot of people are buying. Meat for barbecuing.
Fabricio Perez is also a butcher and a chef. He spends his days making tacos, burritos, and cutting thick slices of meat. He was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, and now lives in Rifle with his grandkids, where he's lived for 11 years. I ask if there's a Mexican equivalent for Thanksgiving. There is, but he can't remember its name. From what he does remember, there wasn't much turkey involved.
Come gallina.
Yes, it's como rooster, cockaloodle.
Sí, chicken.
That may be what's for the holiday dinner south of the border, but in Perez's kitchen in Rifle, it'll be a turkey in the oven and some tamales. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.